And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Love that bump, by the way. That was the Eagles. Was that the Eagles?
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah. Hey, I'll go to the text lines just for a minute. 833-687-4448 is the number if you want to text in your thoughts on what we've just covered. But I will tell you this before I do. One of our advertisers is the Elm Foundation, ELM. It stands for Expect Little Miracles. What a cool organization. So the Elm Foundation, based out of Huntsville, they're a 501c3. Their mission in life is to help people to get back into life, to get them off the streets, to help them find their self-worth again, to bring them to a place where they've got job skills, the ability to build out a resume, to go find work, to become productive. I'm telling you. And they don't do it like you know, I always say, like the government throws money at something to see if it's going to work. No. They actually walk with them. They provide accountability. They help them make a plan, and they walk with them through what it takes to do that, and they're successful. So check them out. Their website is ElmHSV, as in Elm Huntsville, ELMHSV.org. That's Elm Foundation, ELMHSV.org. And if you talk to them, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. The text lines blew up again there, Boom. just saying. What all we got here? Glenn from Bluntsville, he sent me in just a picture of the vice president next to a hyena to show me the comparison. I just leave that hanging there. John from Huntsville says, the only time I would ever salute Joe Biden is when I'm wearing my comfortable Let's Go Brandon t-shirt that I won in the Dale Jackson contest. Okay. Jay from Hartsville. Harris, speaking at West Point, wow, that's going to inspire you to grab a rifle and stand a post. Harris, these are future leaders, something you are not. Got to do better. Jay from Hartsville. Brian from Huntsville. yes, he says, yes, the vice president, I won't use the name he used, but anyway, it says, and it wasn't overly rude, but anyway, he says, giving the West Point commencement speech, time for me to reread the book of Revelation. Oh, yeah. Tony from Piedmont. We're talking about how Tony from Piedmont makes a great point. So here we are getting rid of the A-10, right? And then he says, aren't we still flying the B-52 that was made in the 50s? And I think he's right. And then he points out, you ought to see that 30-millimeter shoot at night. Yes, indeed. Comes out like a corkscrew. It's kind of, yeah. It's because of that Gatling gun spinning. But he said also, how old is the M-2? The M-2... The Browning M2 50 caliber machine gun, I think, has been in service since pre-World War II. It's an amazing piece. You can't break it. And, oh, by the way, you can't also beat it. So it just keeps on getting better. What's crazy is I've seen now in the last 10 years, they've begun mounting scopes on top of that thing. I never thought of having that big belt-fed 50 caliber machine gun with a scope on it. But, dang. Anyway, Chappie from Madison says, my son is a pilot with the Coast Guard, presently in Singapore. Wow. Says they're deployed a bunch of different places, and of course, he's a right side ruffian. Glad of it. Tell him thank you for his service, Chappie. We appreciate it very much. And then what else we got in here? I think I just about ran most of the list. Yeah. All right. Oh, Kimball from Harvest has chimed in and says Kamala Harris will embarrass herself and the past, present, and future warriors at the West Point commencement. Well, let's hope not, man. Kimball, you have a great day, man. Have a good weekend. All right, listen, I got stuff here. This next section of the Triple Dipper we're going to get into is called You Can't Make This Stuff Up. Like, okay, I'll start with this. When I was in the legislature, I distinctly remember that we had somebody, I'll just tell you who it was. It was State Senator Billy Beasley, a member of the Democrat Party, who was determined that we were going to have a state cake. And so we're down there, you know, we're dealing with budget deficits and we're working on issues related to, you know, fighting the teachers' union on school choice and, you know, stuff that you just feel like is pretty freaking important. And Senator Beasley was determined that we were going to take the Lane cake. You ever heard of a Lane cake, Boom? Lane cake, L-A-N-E, Lane cake. I hadn't either. And I don't want to say that I'm like, you know, eating cake all the time, but I thought I'd seen a few cakes in my day. I've never heard of a Lane cake. He brought that bill up for like 3 years in a row, determined to get us to name the Lane cake as the state cake. I think it finally passed. He even brought in like a Lane cake for everybody to sample, and it was not that good. Are you looking it up right now? Look it up and see if you can tell me before the break what the ingredients are in a Lane cake, because I remember it being rather unusual. It reminded me of a hummingbird cake, if I recall, but it's not. Oh, the face you're making right now. Put the camera on you as you read this one. Turn your camera on. We only got a minute, but what did the Lane cake come out as? Did you find the?
I'm looking at it right now, but the picture is not too
appetizing.
Not to me, at least. I don't know. The Lane cake. Let's see here. Lane cake. Yeah, it looks kind of like. I don't know. There's pecans on the top. What is it? I don't even know what that is. It's stuff on the top, and it's. I don't know. Let's see here. I have to find the ingredients.
All right, we'll find the ingredients during the break, because I think we're up against the break anyway. But what I was going to tell you was, it reminds me of that time where we're like, why are we spending time on this Lane cake? What's going on? Well, you'll be happy to know the legislature's in session right now. Story off of Yellowhammer News. They are working to develop the state cookie. Okay, so we're not seeing anything fully yet on tax relief. We don't have anything yet on school choice, and we probably won't. We're dealing with issues related to, you know, major importance and what we're going to do about fentanyl. But Representative Reed Ingram, well, he's got a bill, and it would name the Yellowhammer cookie, which he says originated in Montgomery as the winner of a school baking contest most recently. Like, it hadn't been around that long, but the Yellowhammer cookie would become the state cookie if the bill were to pass. You can't make this stuff up, y'all. We'll talk about it when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. I'm talking about our show goes way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Well, all right, so during the break, Boomer was researching Lane cake. We're going to get to that in 1 second. Before we do, I'll tell you, ZLA Solutions, they don't just serve Lane cake. They work on business stuff, all right? So ZLA Solutions, epic good at getting people and jobs lined up. If you need people for your job site, let me just tell you, you need to check out their website, ZLAUSA.com. I mean, I was just talking to one of their staff this morning, and we talk regularly. I know these people, and I know what they do, and I know they're good at it. But ZLA Solutions is doing employment staffing for work sites all over North Alabama and beyond. And I don't mean like a little bit. I mean big name employers. And it can be everything from hospitals and service providers to factory and automotive manufacturing and all of it. So listen, if you need people, they can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing. They can get you blue collar, white collar, no collar, don't matter. Onesies and twosies or a whole shift. You just tell them what you need, they'll work with you. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And tell them, by the way, you heard about it on Right Side. That's always, I always get a kick when they tell me, we heard another one. Boomer, have you solved the Lane cake? This is state cake now. This is important.
So important.
Absolutely
important. Never heard of it. And I'm kind of glad.
Is your camera on, by the way?
No, my camera's not on. I know. I'm so bad at turning my camera on.
But people need to see your face when you're laughing at the Lane cake because it's cracking me up.
So this Lane cake over here, that the Alabama state cake has, I can't even say the first Maraschino?
Maraschino cherries.
Oh, maraschino.
Okay, maraschino cherries.
Cherries, okay, drained cherries. Okay, that's okay. I'm not a coconut fan. It has coconut, sweetened coconut, shredded coconut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chopped pecans, okay. Golden raisins, nope, not for me. But there is a secret ingredient that I do like. Bourbon. So it has that going for it.
I remember that. As a matter of fact, when I tasted it, it was like heavy on the bourbon. It's like, woo, I'm pretty sure
we can
pass all kinds of legislation with this cake.
Should have that cake out before all of it.
Served up Lane cake, and then we balance the budget.
So that with, you know, the sugar, the butter, all that stuff is the filling of the cake, and then it's just the normal cake. I guess the picture I saw, it slices the cake up and then puts the filling in between each slice. Not a fan.
I'll just be honest with you. So, when all that was going on, Charlene was down at the governor's mansion, and she just texted in. She goes, I had some Lane cake at the governor's mansion. Unimpressed, and so was everyone else.
There we go.
In fact, look at this. We got people texting in about it. Brian from Huntsville, Lane cake has bourbon in it. So does my main chili recipe, he says. Nice.
I've done some bourbon barbecue sauce.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good.
That works, but not Lane cake.
Lane cake.
Martha Stewart says, this is Leanne from Huntsville. Martha Stewart says, invented by Emma Rylander Lane in the late 19th century, this bourbon-spiked raisin pecan and coconut showstopper gets more flavorful with age. Martha made the recipe on episode 707 of Martha Bakes. Well,
Okay, wow, she knows about it.
Hey.
Okay.
Either that or she cut and pasted that right off Wikipedia. Either way, there you go. And then Darlene from Gadsden just texted in and says, Phil, just letting you know I'm listening up here in Illinois. Thank you, my friend.
I like
it. That's Darlene, formerly of Gadsden, now living in Illinois, still listening to the show. All right, so back on the you can't make this stuff up. So Yellowhammer News reports that Alabama may have a new, delicious new state symbol, the Yellowhammer Cookie. Well, at least they named it after something statewide, right? So on Wednesday, a bill moved forward. This is 2 days ago. On Wednesday, a bill moved forward in the Alabama House of Representatives to designate a blend of mainstay Alabama ingredients as the official state cookie. Representative Reed Ingram, the bill's author, brought students from Trinity Presbyterian School who coined the recipe to make the case. So I will say this. I'm a little surprised that they're taking a brand new cookie that's never had any real track record. Like, to me, if somebody said, we need a state pie, it's going to be pecan pie, or it's going to be, you know.
Right. You want to have something that's reputable.
And that we actually eat.
Exactly.
Ain't nobody I know ever eaten a Lane cake. And apparently the Yellowhammer cookie is pretty new, but it's got peanuts, pecans, two crops which are significant to the state, yes. And anyway, it won a contest, and now they want to make it the state cookie. We'll see what happens. But, you know, I did that one as a lighthearted opening to the you can't make this stuff up. So let's talk about other people that are in office that are making use of their time to do things you look at and go, come on, man, do something that's meaningful to the community. Well, Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan district attorney who also, you know, brought charges against President Trump, who has been downgrading felonies left and right and letting criminals walk the streets. Alvin Bragg just brought charges against a young former Marine, Daniel Penny. And you may have seen this. Daniel Penny, former Marine, was on the subway, and there was a guy who was menacing the other riders in the subway. And he was, you know, he was basically threatening people, and Penny took him down and held him in a headlock, while two other guys, by the way, the guy he took down the ground, Penny is white, the guy he took down the ground is black. All right, instant problem. You know what's going to happen with the activists, except two other people were helping him hold the guy down, and they were both black. They have not been arrested because Penny was the one who had him in the headlock. The guy died. He asphyxiated, so, you know, we don't know if he had any underlying conditions or whether it was the headlock itself that did it and cut off his airway, I don't know. What I do know is this. He was intervening when somebody was threatening people on a subway where people already don't feel safe, in a city where crime is now rampant, and the district attorney has brought charges against him for manslaughter. And I look at this and I think, at what point are you allowed to help people? And Alvin Bragg has got nothing better to do. By the way, the guy who he had to take down had already been arrested 40 times. 40 times. And he also attempted to kidnap a 7-year-old girl as one of his arrests. And he was threatening people with violence. And lo and behold, the guy who stopped him is the one who's going to, you know, stand trial. How about this? So, California. Oh, Lord, what's going to be in this story? California. Have you seen the story about reparations? So, it gets deeper. All right, so the Reparations Commission, a 9-member committee, first convened 2 years ago. Story here from USA Today. Actually came out and approved a pretty hefty list of proposals that they believe are important. They keep in mind, there was never any slavery in California. It was never a slave state. Doesn't matter. They want to do, based upon a 71-year life expectancy for the average citizen in California, they want to provide an estimated $13,000 a year for each year of residency to members of the black community in California as reparations for slavery, which ended 150 years ago. They are looking at a $800 billion in reparations they want to pay out. So basically, I want to know what happens if you just identify as black. If we just identify as black, can we go there and get money? I mean, Boomer and I are quite proud of being cis white males.
Absolutely.
We not only identify as cis white males, we are cis white males. But if we were to go to California and just show up and say, I'm on the ground, fellas. Today I identify as black. I want some money. Is that what they're going to do? Well, you know what's funny? Gavin Newsom, who has been letting this go, sort of mollycoddling it, pretending, you know, he's come back and basically said, thank you for your time. It's very important that we recognize the needs of the community, blah, 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 but we're not going to be writing any checks. So basically he let it string along for like 2 years, and then he's going to come back and go, yeah, but we're not going to be doing that. Well, then why did you encourage it? Why didn't you shut it down when you had the chance, you knucklehead? I got some callers on the line, and then the order right there, 1 and 2. Line one, Wolverine Dan. How you, buddy?
Well, I'm doing quite well, my friend. You piqued my interest when you spoke of cookies. I make 3 different types of cookies. I've got an order for one of my set of cookies for this Sunday for a young lady that's bringing it to her mother's for Mother's Day. I bake and cook exceptionally well, and I will say that, and I can back it up because my mother was extremely, she should have been a chef, and she taught me all her recipes, and I've got it, and I kicked up this one recipe. It's a oatmeal raisin cookie. Now, the oatmeal raisin cookie has praline syrup in it, so it's a nut-based cookie, so anybody who's got an allergy can't eat, a nut-based allergy cannot eat it, but it has the praline in it, okay? But now here's the kicker. On top of it is an Irish cream glaze.
Okay, I'm really getting like snackish hungry right now.
Well, I told Boomer, I said, I'll bring some over to you guys. He said, come on to Gaston. I said, what? I thought you guys were Huntsville. I mean, I'd be more than happy to bring it in Huntsville, but Gaston, my God. I mean, you know what? You got to do me a favor. Now, Boomer's got my number. Or if I go back off the air, I'll give my number. When you ever come into town, please let me know.
All right, man.
And I will touch you, and you could, and then you bring those cookies to Boomer if Boomer doesn't come with you, because I'm telling you, once you eat my cookie, you will see it is, and I can back it up. It's still, people go nuts over it.
Oh, all right, Wolverine Dan, you are the man. We appreciate you, brother. I got one more call to get before the break, bro.
Touch me up, with me. Let me know when you come into town. I'll take care of you.
All right, bud. See ya. Have a good weekend. Line two, real quick before the break. Lee from Huntsville. I got about a minute and a half. How you doing, Lee?
I'm good. I'll make it fast. Wolverine Dan does not make the best cookies. I rehydrate my raisins with bourbon, Dan.
Oh.
So there. And I make a raspberry chiffon pie that literally would make you weep with every bite. Every single bite.
Make you weep with every bite. I don't want any crying food. Why do I want crying food?
tears of joy.
So let me ask you a question, though. When you rehydrate a raisin, does that make it a drunk grape?
I don't like rehydrate it quite that much, but yes. it just makes it. I make it at Christmas time. It's good with, like, you can do bourbon or spiced rum or something in the cookie just for an interest. But there you go.
Well, nice.
And on the case of California, would Kamala get half a check or maybe no check because her family's from the islands and they actually own slaves? So maybe she has to pay.
Ooh, that's a question worth asking. We need to find that out. All right.
And the reason that he's doing it, really fast, the reason he's doing it is to stir up his base. They're going to get all these recommendations, and then they're going to say, well, we don't have any money because, you know, white supremacy to pay this out, to make everybody angry and to stir up the base.
You know what's crazy, too, is he's white. He'll say that. Like, he'll blame his own race or his own – basically he's blaming himself, which is just
– Of course.
It's just nuts.
He's shameless.
Lee, thanks. Have a great weekend.
Yep.
See ya. All right, Boomer, take it to the break, brother. We'll do the last break of the day. We'll come right back. I had more on the stack for things you can't make this stuff up, but apparently we got people wired up on Lane Cake and cookies. But in the meantime, y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I tell you what, we'll run through some text messages here. It's been a great show, man. It just kind of flowed. By the way, I got confirmation just a minute ago. U.S. Senator Katie Britt will be calling into the show on Monday. So there's that. We'll plan another great week for it. This has been a banner week, by the way. We had Ted Nugent. We had Charles Mully from Kenya. We had at least one state senator, an analyst. We had Boomer McQueen. We had all these other drippers. I mean, it's been a full week, dude. Wow.
It's been a full week.
Full week.
Love it.
I saw an email here from Harriet, and I don't know where Harriet's from. It's an email, so it just came in last night, I believe. Harriet saying, is there a way I can get a copy of what was yesterday's monologue? Says it was excellent. Thank you, Harriet. I appreciate that. Thanks for your broadcast. I listen to most every day. Yes, ma'am, you can. If you're listening, if anybody else feels that way, like you hear a segment on the show, like you want to hear the Ted Nugent interview again, or you like one of the monologues, or Boomer McQueen, or whatever it is, doesn't matter. The show gets podcasted out every single day. So we do the show for 3 hours live, taking all the calls, doing all the things, but then we also podcast it afterwards. And Boomer sends that thing out. Usually it's up that night. So, You can go and grab any segment of the show, and the monologue, by the way, Harriet, in your case, the monologue is usually a standalone podcast. We're at like 100, almost 140, almost 143,000 downloads of the podcast right now. It's crazy, crazy, but I'm also blessed by it. So thank y'all very much. Text lines. Frank from Madison says, given the qualifications, Meghan Markle would qualify for California reparations. I suppose that's true. I guess they don't have any requirements that you have to be, you know, 100% of the right ethnicity. I mean, I'm assuming then that you get a half reparation if you're of a mixed race. I don't know. How does that work? I remember hearing that Groucho Marx, you know, back in the day, there were times when the ethnic discriminations against Jewish people was even in America, and there were country clubs where, you know, Jews weren't allowed. It was horrible, but Groucho Marx was Jewish, and he took his son to somewhere in some pool, and he was told he was not allowed to swim in the pool. Groucho Marx was not allowed to swim in the pool, and said he looked at the guy and said, "Well, my son's half Jewish. Can he go in up to his waist?" Which I thought was an awesome response. You go, Groucho Marx. John from Huntsville says, Phil gets an A+, Boomer gets a B+ for not being a fan of coconut.
You know what? At least he gave me an explanation.
That's
why.
Right. He says, I got two words for you, Almond Joy. Oh. I like Almond Joy. Graham from Meridianville says, I sense a right side radio cookie cook-off in the near future. You know what? We may have to do it. It sounds
there's
like
there's a few things we need to do with the right side ruffians.
Between Brian from Huntsville and Wolverine Dan and Lee from Huntsville, we got some cookers out there.
Yeah, we do.
All right, so we'll see what happens. Maybe there's a plan brewing. Brand new in the text lines. Welcome to it. Earl from Athens. Once a Marine, always a Marine, he says. I agree. Semper Fi. Thanks for your service, Earl from Athens. Glad you're in the text string now. Leanne from Huntsville says... Just had to hear to complete the Leanne caucus. So she's just chiming in to make sure all the Lees and Leannes got heard from.
There we go.
We got a bunch of them.
We do.
And they're all from Huntsville.
Oh, man.
Anyway, Jeremy from Huntsville says, what did you identify as a Californian? Wait, what? Okay. What if you, he came back and corrected it. What if you identify as a black Californian living in another state? It's a great point. Do I have to reside in the state? Can I move back to the state?
Just identify. I mean, everything's just identify now.
Yeah. Okay, yes. So he's saying, what if you identify as a black? Oh, I see. I see what he's saying. Boomer, we can mail it in.
I'm going to mail it
in. We don't have to go.
Hey.
Just a couple of cis white males identifying as a black Californian.
There we go.
Pay up, buddy.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then we'll take it and buy guns.
Ooh.
Because that's what we do. That's right.
Even better. So we can, I like it.
So we can shoot Bud Light cans. Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Robin from Tupelo, Mississippi chimes in, says, we adopted a child who was half black and half Mexican. How much can we get? Apparently you get half a reparation. Half a reparation. Wow. And then Brian from Huntsville says, the Three Stooges were Jewish if memory serves. But his Savior is Jesus. All right, listen. Y'all have an amazing weekend. Mother's Day, don't forget. Boomer, don't forget.
Not to forget.
We're back here Monday at 2. We'll see you then.